There were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana with a current 65.1 degrees, cooling down. As I was mentioning in the chat room there, I'm going to be picking a whole bunch of tomatoes tomorrow. They won't ripen up fast enough because it's so cool out now. Let's see, our coldest so far has been 36 degrees, so it's getting cool here in Montana. Anyway, join us in the chat room and on frequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control room with his wonder dog Tigger to answer any calls should you decide to call in and share your enlightenment with us. Never interrupt your enemy when they are making a mistake. It's kind of a theme tonight too. So anyway, today is Sunday, September 30th, 2018. Sorry, September 23rd. Now I got September 30th on there. Anyway, this is the 23rd. Let me correct that while I'm here so I don't screw that up again since I have this posted somewhere else. Anyway, all right. So I'll start off tonight's show with some good, positive news. The government is losing the war on drugs, and we are winning. So light up if you can. A show note for the day. I will not be talking about Brett Kavanaugh. If you as an American haven't found out yet that nearly all Americans from about the age of 13 years and above have had sex with someone or by themselves and on more than one occasion, you really need help. Sex sells, though. Just look at all the magazines at the end of the store aisles. Whereas today, anything you may or may not have done can be used against you politically. The morals in America have long passed all locker room talk, Facebook posts, and bragging about what you did with whom and or who you couldn't do it with. There are far, far more important things going on, like the same politicians who are alleged to be screwing someone else when in fact they have for decades all been screwing us daily. You can get out your little flags and wave them now. Also, if you are following that Peyton place, just notice who the players are, like Chucky Schumer. Anyway, well, as I mentioned, there are more important issues, like the countless lives that are being lost due to all these illegal wars, the sanctions that have starved countless of hundreds of thousands to death. Seriously, folks, this is like Bill Clinton. His snag seems to be the only Jewish gal that didn't know how to do laundry. I mean, you know, who in the hell saves that stuff? But anyway, again, I'm wondering, as of the last thought, if she, Ford, has her own definition of the word is, like Bill Clinton had, and remind you that Clintongate, this scandal, was used to cover up Chinagate, where Bill Clinton, with his espionage and treason, sold all that missile technology to China. And so, like I say, there are certain people that don't want things covered, and so sex sells, so hey, jump on board. Anyway, I want the listeners to also know that since we're talking about sex, if you ever want to see this endless love, you might try watching Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder playing tennis. I'll mention this story first as Christmas is coming, and you might want to get the kiddies a bulletproof vest or some armor plating like those kids who went to Iraq War based on lies. and what they needed and weren't supplied, as well as reread the article where the U.S. general said that American soldiers should be prepared to die for Israel. They are talking about a military draft, as I brought up last week, and it seems like that's gaining some more speed here. So it makes you wonder here. And, of course, as I've mentioned on Twitter here, you have to take into consideration the billions of dollars that the Pentagon spends on SSRI drugs, erection dysfunction drugs, all this stuff like that, to sedate and or bring up the soldiers nowadays from their lasting PTSD from all these wars. And again, as I've mentioned with this draft, remember that a kid now that is joining the military, I guess they've made all the recruitment levels except the Army. But anyway, kids that are joining the military today will be joining the military who has been fighting a war over in Afghanistan that has started before they were born. Anyway, the reason I mention that is because of what happened in Iran yesterday, where 29 people were shot during the Islamic Republican Guard's parade over there. And a lot of this is being blamed back on Israel in the United States and its co-partners there. I can't pronounce this. I don't know Takfiri there. But anyway, this general over there told the IRNA that the militants who had committed the terrorist attack on the military parade on the 29th there. Yeah, it is the 30th. Why in the hell is my clock on my computer wrong? Goes to show you here. Anyway, so I have to change that back again. Anyway. So anyway, we're linked to the United States and Israel. And we know that this was first blamed where this so-called member of ISIS had claimed responsibility. And remember, they have retrieved the four bodies that the Iranian servicemen had killed. And none of them are these Daesh or ISIL or ISIS or IS or whatever they want to call it now. Remember, the U.S. is covertly trying – well, they're not even covertly. They're trying to overthrow the Iranian government over there. And this is just like over in Ukraine with the Maidan and the shootings over there, the snipers and stuff. So, I mean, it never ends. In lieu of that, I have a video for you here. I actually have three videos today here. This one here is on Iran and Code Pink. It's video number one. So if Ken can click that without it playing too fast. Oh, well. All right. All right, we have something out of order, but that's all right. Don't worry about it. None of us are perfect. This one here is on Code Pink, and this is a meeting over there where they're trying to ramp up the forces there to get every. You're kidding. Well, let me go back up here. Oh, it should be video three. You're right. I mislabeled that one there. So anyway, this is where their Code Pink is over there, and they interrupt a meeting there. And this is interesting there because you can actually hear what's going on here. And it's amazing what people do to try to ramp up anger and stuff towards another nation that has never attacked the United States, hasn't attacked anyone in over 200 years. So, Ken, can you play that little clip there?
It is time for all nations to join us in holding Iran to a new level of accountability for its destructive behavior, especially its lawless pursuit of ballistic missiles. Thank you.
That is the most amazing thing I have seen. The world community wants to keep the Iran nuclear deal. Our allies are the Germans, the French, the British. They want to keep in this deal. The world community wants to keep the deal. Let's talk about normal countries. Let's talk about Saudi Arabia. Is that who our allies are?
Listen,
they are the biggest threat to the world community. And let's talk. You're hurting me. You're actually hurting me. I want to ask Do you think these sanctions are hurting the regime, or are they hurting the Iranian people? Ma'am. They're hurting the Iranian people. You are making a case for war with Iran. How did the war with Iraq turn out? You're doing exactly the same thing we did in the case of Iraq. We don't want another war in the Middle East.
Ma'am. Let's you want to go outside and give
how does
speech?
Iraq turn
you
out? How did
you
Libya turn out? We
that.
Have the people of Syria suffering. Time. And how dare you bring up the issue of Yemen? It's the Saudi bombing that is killing most people in Yemen. So let's get real. No more war. Peace with Iran.
All right. All right, thanks, Ken. Now, there's another short clip here on top of that. Now, remember, this here, as the guy was talking about, was Iran's missile program. So let's run that video clip number two with Nikki Haley.
An issue that comes up a lot in the Security Council, for good reason. Every nation has the sovereign right to govern itself, protect its people, and defend its borders. No less than any nation.
Well, this is a constant doublespeak we get from WARSHINGTON, Washington. It's okay if anyone else wants to launch a missile or test missiles, anything like that, except Iran, North Korea, whatever like that. Anyone that wants to build their defense systems up to protect and, you know, to salvage their people from any imminent attack from the United States and or its coalition partners, they can't do that. And this shows you the hypocrisy that we see constantly. And again, I feel sorry for a lot of young kids today because they're so busy doing everything in the world, probably worried about their sex life, stuff like that, that they're not even paying attention to what's going on. And then instantly they join boot camp, like I was told from military friends of mine. Today you're promised all this great schooling, whether it's going to be radar stuff, and they don't do that. They put you in boot camp and you're right on the field instantly. And so they don't get that. But anyway, they're put into these wars and they have nothing to – they don't know anything about the wars. And this is what's bad here. So anyway, that's why I say these politicians with their complete lies and these councils like the Atlantic Council and those guys, they are constantly lying to everyone. And, of course, this is because the World Bank has stated that Iran sits on $45 trillion worth of oil reserves. And this is the same reason why the U.S. again is ramping up all of its anger and stuff towards the Venezuelans. It sits on oil. And, of course, that oil has to be traded in the U.S. dollar only. Where are we at on time here? Okay. So, out of that, we have that Nikki Haley saying, you know, that everyone has a right to defend themselves. Code Pink is highlighting the fact that, all you know, that what damage has been done over in Yemen, they will not, as well as the Human Rights Organization, they will only talk about the human rights crisis, but not the human rights violator, who Saudi Arabia is on the Human Rights Council. Now, does that sound like doublespeak? Anyway, so I'd also like to remind you of those who are pushing the so-called Russian collusion. Trey Gowdy, Mr. We Make Law, over in South Carolina, said Thursday in an interview that the information contained in the so-called Russian documents withheld by the Department of Justice, or the DOJ, pose no risk to national security and would be embarrassing to former CIA Director John Brennan, the DOJ, and the FBI. I've read it. Some of it's embarrassing for the Department of Justice. Some of it's embarrassing for the FBI. Embarrassment is not the reason to classify something, said Gowdy. A lot of it should be embarrassing to John Brennan, and may be therein lies that he is so adamant that his information not be released. And if you see that Trump has also kind of blocked this now, because all this dossier and stuff like that, it all links back to the MI5 Britain, which shows the British involved with the Hillarys and all this stuff like that, getting involved with U.S. elections and trying to take down a sitting U.S. president. So anyway, and there's more to this show tonight. Believe me, you'll have to follow along here, but I'm stalling until I get past my first two breaks here, but then we'll get into the meat here. But anyway, More experts confirm that France took down the IL-20, the Russian surveillance plane over there off the coast there of Syria. And Russia has stated that its IFS system, which is a friend or foe type system there, did not fail. However, Russia is overtly implying that because the Russian-built Syrian S-200 system, which both Russia and the West alleges was involved in the downing of the IL-20, did not have the Russian codes, the IFF question did not come into play. However, now we're talking about France. And, of course, it's important to notice that this is not stated explicitly, but with reference to the FRN's piece explaining how Russia's media and the official statements are designed. Also, the same piece which explained that France was most likely the country which downed the ISL-20. And if anyone out there isn't aware of France and the Israeli ties, you should be able to draw the lines to this the way it's intended to provoke Russia right now, actually to either get Russia out of Syria or to minimize Russia's effect over there. But I can only look at it this way, though. The ties between France and Israel is strong, just like the chief rabbi over there of France is Rabbi Hami Corsia, which was in attendance there, and this is last year, and this happens over here, too, where the president of the Jewish institution in France, members of the local city council, and representatives from the French government erected a 30-foot menorah, and it will be lit by the same rabbi at the base of this Eiffel Tower. And like I've mentioned, Washington, D.C. has one too. Voltaire, and I've mentioned before, my dog simply just pisses on a tree to mark his territory. Anyway, I do find it odd that anything related to Russia, like the non-famous teardrop memorial that Russia gave the United States after 9/11, and that in 2010, the artist that had built that thing or designed it, that famous teardrop there, was saddened by the news that it would almost certainly be moved to make way for a container port. This is how they treat Russia all the time. And it's no wonder that, you know, even people that I know on Twitter keep asking, why does Putin and those guys keep referring, and Lavrov, why do they keep referring to the United States as their friends and or their partners? The U.S.-backed SDF carried out their largest operation across two different areas there, again in Raqqa there, which is leveled by the United States. The local sources said that the SDF had detained a sum of 800 young men, arrested them, and is putting them into recruitment to become jihadist fighters. And, of course, this shows you the losing battle that they're fighting over there, and it's getting hard for them to have others enroll, because you have to wonder when you you have all these jihadists, and remember, these are from 50 some different nationalities that are over there in Syria, so it's not a civil war, but when you have all these nationalities over there realizing that Russia's bombing the heck out of them, Syria's bombing the heck out of them, Iraq is bombing the heck out of them, and Iran is bombing the heck out of them, that recruitment levels would be a little bit low. And, of course, the only way you can do is to force people. This reminds me of back in World War One, where the Bolsheviks had that standing order there that do not turn back, and anyone that did turn back was shot. So, but this is how desperate people get. Where are we at on time? I got my break coming up here, so I'll just kind of ramble on here. But anyway, tonight's show, though, is more about the communism in America. And when I get back from the break here, I will highlight another video here. It's going to be a short one. It's actually a long video here, but I'm going to have Kenneth cut it because I have a bottom-of-the-hour break coming up here, too. So, but this coming video will describe more about what we see with last week's knowledge that John Brennan was a member of the Communist Party, and now we get to add someone else to that. So, with that, I will say we will be right back. And any caller that would like to call in, if you wait till the bottom of the hour, that would be most welcome. So we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is
is all you get. And you wanna...
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Since we're talking about communism, here's a story from Israel. It says, subsequently, in response to this petition over there that is challenging the law in the Israeli government's private attorney, this Amon Harrell, he argued last month that Israel's legislator is permitted to impose all the powers of the military commander of the West Bank region as it sees fit, and to define the authorities of the West Bank military commander as it sees fit, and that the Israeli government has the authority to annex any territory it chooses. Furthermore, the Israeli government also asserted that it has the right to ignore the directives of international law in any field it desires. And that article is off Mint Press. So with that, Kenneth, would you read that last play that last video, and I'll probably have cut it off somewhere there, but I just want to get the main important part of it through. So go ahead and run it if you can, sir.
A lot going on in the witch hunt and all of the corruption in the FBI, the Department of Justice, the intelligence community. Last night, Congressman Gohmert was with us here, and he put the spotlight on something that a lot of people didn't recall or even know about James Comey's political past. Here he is.
I did not know until last week I saw an article from 2003 where Comey was bragging that, yeah, I was a communist until I became whatever I am now. I'd never heard that. Comey the communist. How about it? Who knew that? It's amazing.
Well, we know that now. That 2003 article the congressman referred to from New York Magazine, in which Comey says this, quote, I voted for Reagan. I'd moved from communist to whatever I am now. I'm not even sure how to characterize myself politically. Well, he's not the only member of the deep state to have an ideological turn. Leftward of Karl Marx, former CIA director John Brennan also revealing he was once a communist sympathizer during the Cold War, for crying out loud. Are you kidding me? Joining us tonight, James Carlstrom, former assistant director of the FBI. He served almost three decades.
That's good. All right. Well, that was Lou Dobbs in a video there. And the reason I'm highlighting that was because of John Brennan and James Comey. And if you're as old as I am, a lot of you can remember this, as Reagan says, tear down this wall. And, of course, this had more to do with immigration. Of course, this was the reuniting, as they call it, of Berlin. And there was even paintings type stuff scribbled on the wall about when will the wall come down? Will it be the end of the war? And of course, remember that wall had gone up there post-World War II. And, of course, we had the massive Stasi program, which was the dehumanizing of take all culture and pride out of the German people and thus put that wall up there. So anyway, but the wall came down and people started getting united. And a lot of people, to me, that's like North Korea and South Korea, decades and decades of walls, people being united. And of course, some people don't want that, especially like over in Israel, where they just build more and more walls. But here we have the far left side that does not want walls here. They're all for immigration. And this is all going to dovetail into something else that I found here. So I'll start down the rabbit hole here, and I'll have to break here in a little bit here. But it is worthy to note that there is a lot of opposition, as I mentioned, from the communist or Democrat left here in America here. They're opposed to building the southern border wall, and frankly, I actually am too, but only for another reason, because we have Title VIII immigration laws here in this country that could be enforced, as well as the slated costs that could help all those lied to veterans instead of Trump's plan on taking Iraq's oil, as I've mentioned here, or having another chance to take it, or bring food or lodging to the millions of Americans who need it. Hell, even a COLA increase for those on Social Security or disability and stuff would be nice, too. It is so hard to support yourself nowadays. Yet the left wants ICE gone and anything else that denotes the stopping of the illegal flow of immigrants into this country. And even though the Israelis, as I mentioned, have been hired for this wall here, they've already started working on two different parts of it, as I've mentioned here in the show. There are 96 million Americans that are jobless, and you would think that if we were to make this country great again, technically in a pluralism tone, that the Trump would have hired some of those 96 million Americans that are jobless. But no, this has been contracted out to an Israeli firm, and who better to know how to build walls than the Israelis so that we can have a modern day ghetto here, I guess. But anyway. I did a whole bunch of reading here, and there are so many tie-ins to what I see going on in the world right now, and Granny and I have been talking about this for I don't know how many months, but more and more we see this shift towards communism, and it's being sold as democracy or socialism, but anyway, I'll get back to that here in a minute right after the break here, and then the phone lines will be open, 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back, everyone. Excuse me. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. And I was just going to start here to kind of tie some lines to a few dots here to let people realize what has been going on. And this all stems from what I have noticed, and I have been disseminating to a few of my friends here about the communist takeover. And if anyone hasn't read the 1963 Communist Agenda there, one of the so-called details in that was to discredit the FBI. And, of course, we have the FBI behind all domestic terrorism. They've used millions of dollars to hire these patsies and to create this so-called alleged terrorism to clamp down more and more on our civil rights. And of course, David, the one that I talked to down there in Texas, who I've had on the show here, every time he goes out and just takes pictures, you know, he's deemed as a terrorist. And, of course, terrorists don't walk around with cameras with the full deer hunter type orange or green like that or a press label on them like that, you know. But I love it how the law enforcement always says that in these times. So before I get in my reading here, I guess we do have a caller here. And I got an echo. So we'll go ahead and take Ken over in Fort Worth. Go ahead, Kenneth.
Yeah. Hey, you know, with this Kavanaugh and this lady here back and forth, why haven't either one of those sued each other in state court for some reason?
Well, it's like I say, this is all, I got an echo, Ken. Anyway, this is all to try to delay the appointments, and this is, I mean, this is a political stunt. No one that I would know, or you would probably know, would come at you 30-some-odd years later, and I didn't want to talk about Kavanaugh, but come at you 30 years later and allege something when there's photos all over Twitter of her drunk, passed out on picnic tables. I mean, this is the type of woman she was. So, I mean, the other thing was is that she's trying to get vengeance there because he closed in on a foreclosure deal on her mother's home, and that it's just a revenge. And this is how politics works.
Okay, I got. But I'm just wondering, you know, that goes back a long ways, and you'd think they would have been in a state court, city court, somewhere for some reason. But that's you know, I'm just kind of curious. What all is a political stunt, like you say?
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Yeah, Ken, Brother Nathaniel has a good video out on that if you want to watch it. It's about 5 minutes long there, but he narrows the whole thing down. There's no punches pulled on it. He tells it right out, you know, how the law should have worked, whether or not there was a statute of limitations, all this stuff like that, and how it should have gone through local courts. And, of course, it's not an FBI member. But, again, like I say, Chuck Schumer is stalling on this because they don't want the appointment because he's more of a conservative judge.
Go on.
Okay. All right. Take care. Thank you. All right. So back to what I was going to say here now. Let's take it down memory hole lane here. Back to Alan Cranston. And he – that's right. Ken mentioned there that she worked for the drug company that makes the abortion pill also. I see Ken's up on the news here too. But anyway, Alan Cranston served for quite a while there. He was an American politician, a journalist, a world federalist, and also who served as a senator from California from 1969 to 1993. And again, I say he served as a senator from California from 1969 to 1973. Stay with me because I'm going to tie all this in. In 1991, the Senate Ethics Committee reprimanded Cranston for his role in the savings loan crisis known as the Keaton Five. And this is where a bunch of Democrats and John McCain were all involved in this stuff here, and they were reprimanded for it. But what's interesting out of all this stuff is where Cranston got involved in what we call the Global Security Institute. And it was an advocate for the global, you know, get rid of nuclear weapons and stuff like that. There are two members on it currently, Kim Cranston, which is the son of his, who is the chairman of the board, and this Jonathan Granoff, who's the president, who is a screenwriter. It's important to know, a screenwriter. Anyway. The Keating Five, as you know, were, as I said, the five senators, and I'll name them, Alan Cranston, Democrat, California, Dennis DeCosenzi, Democrat of Arizona, John Glenn, Democrat of Ohio, John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Donald Riggle, Jr., a Democrat of Michigan. They were all accused of improperly intervening in 1987 on behalf of this Charles H. Keating Jr., the chairman of the Lincoln Savings and Loan Association, which is the target of a regulatory investigation by the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. And, of course, this cost $3.4 billion in this when that when Lincoln Savings and Loan collapsed. But there's more to this. And, of course, some 2,300 bondholders were defrauded on that. Many lost their life savings, and the substantial political contributions that Keating had made to each of the senators, totaling $1.3 million. It attracted a considerable public and media attention back then. And after a lengthy investigation, the Senate Ethics Committee determined in 1991 that Cranston and the rest of these groups had interfered, and they received a formal reprimand. Senators Glenn and John McCain were cleared. McCain's always cleared on everything. Remember, he's a hero. of having acted improperly, but were criticized for having exercised poor judgment. Now, remember, had a civilian done any of that above, they would be in jail for years, like Bernie Madoff, who he currently is. Anyway, now you get into digging in the meat here. So Cranston was a correspondent for the International News Service for 2 years, preceding World War II, and when abridged English language translation of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf was released, he sanitized it to exclude some of Hitler's anti-Semitism and militancy. Cranston published a different translation with annotations, which he believed more accurately reflected the contents of the book in 1939 of Hitler, of Hitler's. Hitler's publisher sued him for copyright violations in Connecticut, and a judge ruled in Hitler's favor, and for the publication of the book was halted. But, of course, by that time, over 500,000 copies had been sold, helping to form a wide audience outbreak about what a threat Hitler was. And that's why, again, there is different types of socialism. You can't have socialism nowadays, like with Libya or Venezuela or anyone else, if you don't use the U.S. dollar system. You're destroyed. But if you use your like Germany's massive wealth of its labor force, Gaddafi's oil, the gold dinar stuff, Venezuela's oil, this is what paid for their social programs. And this was part of nationalism. And remember, Chile was the same way. Once Chile decided they were going to nationalize their phone service and stuff like that, Chile was destroyed. This does not fit in with their so-called capitalism. But anyway. But he went on to enlist into the armed forces as a private. He made rank of a sergeant, and at his discharge, and he worked for the editor of the magazine Common Ground. Now, this is, again, where it's starting to get interesting. Later, he worked on the Office of War Information. In the following year, he wrote a second book, The Killing of Peace, a synopsis of the failed bid to get the United States to join the League of Nations immediately following World War I. And, of course, we all know that the League of Nations collapsed, just like the UN today should collapse, too. I get so sick and tired of watching the UN. Today, they're out there tweeting stuff about human rights for deaf people. Last week, it was for gay people, but nothing about the bombing over in Yemen and those people that don't have rights because they're getting bombed. But we're supposed to feel sorry, and they want your support. Anyway, now here's the meat. Cranston, a supporter of world government, attended a 1945 conference that led to the Dublin Declaration and became president of the World Federalist Association in 1948. He successfully pushed for his state legislature to pass the 1949 World Federalist California Resolution calling on Congress to amend the U.S. Constitution to allow the U.S. to participate in a federal world government. As of the late 1940s, Cranston also began his longstanding opposition to nuclear weapons. Now, again, here's where things get interesting. This California Democratic Council, as I mentioned here, this is, you can look that up on Wikipedia. It's kind of a long page there, but there's some references in there that links and stuff if you're curious about that stuff. But anyway, now we get back to what I've been talking about here for months and months. This brings up the workings inside the U.S. government, whether it's James Comey, whether it's John Brennan, and there seems to be many others. Perestroika, which is the political movement for the reformation of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union during the 1980s and 1990s, and it was widely associated with the Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. I hear something out there moving. But anyway, sorry about that. But anyway, this was to a literal meaning of the was restructuring or referring to the restructuring of the Soviet political and economic system. Now, this is where Nancy Pelosi enters the picture with her husband, who was in real estate. This brings up the article. Like, say, a lot of stuff you got to dig for like that, but it's still out there, especially since a lot of this stuff was still available on the Internet since the Internet came out in 92. But this is an article dated April 17th, 1993. The article is called The Peace Dividend, where Gorbachev pro-democracy foundation opens an office in the Bay Area's Presidio. This is in San Francisco. In an event that would have been unfathomable a few years ago, the former Soviet president Mikhail Gorbachev opened an office Friday in one of America's most hallowed military posts, the Presidio of San Francisco. Gorbachev, who resigned from office in 1991 as the Soviet Union crumbled, was given a key to the new digs for his pro-democracy foundation by the Presidio's commanding general in ceremony with the irony and symbolism with it. For the TV fans of Star Trek's Voyager, the Presidio area is the general headquarters of the Starfleet Command, just as a side note. Anyway, the article continues. It says, please accept this key as a gesture of our goodwill and our best wishes to you as the newest Presidian, Lieutenant General Glenn Mallory Jr. told Gorbachev. And then Gorbachev responded with, I assure you that this key is in reliable hands, the world's former top communist replied with a grin. The article goes on to continue again. On Friday, few who attended the ceremony failed to herald the historic significance of Gorbachev, a one-time Cold War adversary, setting up shop on the oldest continually operating military base in the United States. It is only fitting that the leader of Peace Foundation be welcomed by a soldier, said Lieutenant Mallory. Lieutenant General Mallory. It shows that the defenders of the Golden Gate have been successful, and we now proudly stand aside. Gorbachev gave this assignment of the monument to the crowd and of dignitaries that were there who were shivering at the time in the San Francisco fog. This is a symbol of our irreversible transition from an era of confrontation and militaristic insanity to a new world order, one that promises dividends for all. I thought this was interesting. Via satellite link, there was a dedication there from Billy Joel, who was a benefit to for this concert there to raise money to immunize children in the United States and Russia. This all seems to play together with Bill Gates and other stuff like that. I'll get into that later on here. But Joel's father, though, Billy Joel, his father, Howard, was born Helmuth Joel, a classical pianist, and was born in Germany to a Jewish family, the son of merchant and manufacturer, Carl Ameson Joel, to escape the Nazi regime. Howard immigrated to Switzerland and later to the United States via Cuba because immigration quotas for German Jews prevented direct immigration at the time. Joel's mother, Rosalind, was born in Brooklyn to Jewish parents. Everything seems like it just ties in. And of course, like I say, I have no problem with Jews. It's just that it's the site of communism. And when I was reading this, all I could think of was Billy Joel singing that song, Keeping the Faith. Well, if you listen to the lyrics on that thing, it's kind of interesting. Anyway, so now, out of all this stuff, we have, by the way, that if you want to read more about this, there's an article there on the LA Times dated 1993 called the Peace Foundation. But now this is where Dianne Feinstein comes in. Imagine if it emerged that Republican chairman of the House or Senate Intelligence Committee had a Russian spy working on their staff. Think that it would cause a political firestorm? Well, this month, as we've learned, that Dianne Feinstein in California, a Democrat, had a Chinese spy who on her staff worked for her for about 20 years and was listed as an office director on the payroll records and served as her driver when she was in San Francisco, all the while reporting to China's ministry and the state security through China's San Francisco consulate. The reaction of the mainstream media, barely a peep. This is no different right now than the United States always alleging that China is an enemy because it's communist China, and now Israel is setting up subports for China over in Israel. And this is no different than when you watch all these arms embargoes that the United States has, and that you find out later that Israel has sold arms to the ANC down there in South Africa where the genocide is. They sold arms for Rwanda's genocide. They sold arms for Guatemala's. They've sold arms for Miramar and all through Latin America where the MS-13 gang is and stuff like that. But again, as I've highlighted before there, if you start drawing lines between the dots there, you start seeing that this immigration issue is for a purpose, just like Israel's arming the neo-Nazis over the Ukraine so that they can cause fear, a raise in anti-Semitism, and then the rabbis get out there and they call for all the Russian Jews, which oddly, at that period of time, they're called Russian Jews. Before, it's just pro-Russian and stuff like that, but apparently Israel notices that they're all Russian Jews because before the Soviet Union fell, demographics prove that most people alive there in the Ukraine today were all Russian. Anyway, I got a break coming up here, and phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and louder it'll go.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I want to do a flashback here to what I said earlier here. I remind you of Jonathan Granoff, who is a president listed now as of 2010, who is a screenwriter. Now, this moves us forward in my little line-to-dot articulated article here. Anyway, so the Force is with George Lucas, literally. Trouncing his competitors, the master of movie magic won the coveted right to build his Star Wars empire on 23 acres of the Presidio, the former army base overlooking San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. Lucasfilm and Lucas Learning LTD will share this prized piece of San Francisco real estate with the Gorbachev Foundation, the Thorough Center for the Sustainability, FEMA, the United Religious Incentive, the URI, the United Nations Resource Center, a Radical Left Tides Foundation, the largest of all featuring this Hindu-Buddhist-type altar and funding a community organizers that believe in revolutionary change, and a host of other environmental, spiritual, educational, and governmental organizations. Together, they share a common crusade to build a unified, socialist, earth-friendly, global civilization based on a new universal beliefs and values. That article is in crossroads.to. So, now we have all the players from the Soviet Union, the World War II era, and there's no problem with the denuclearization. I have no problem with that, except it's always towards one side. Even Russia has opted to denuclear, to get rid of its nukes, but the U.S. keeps violating every single treaty, and that's why Russia won't do it. And of course, today's Russia is not the old Soviet Union. It is demographically 83% Christian Orthodox. And that's what gets me, is like when I talk to these kids all the time, is just like Britain, the United States, whether it's this Novacek or whatever like that, they're trying to ramp up all these kids to have this fervent hatred towards the Russians. And yet most people today claim to be Christian, and they're supposed to go kill their spiritual brethren. And I've never made sense out of that. Anyway, again, this is now back into where Nancy Pelosi comes in, and this is due to a movement with the amount of land that had been moved back and forth through her husband, why Pelosi is worth countless millions of dollars. God, is that time going fast? Anyway, top of the hour break. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Truth is on the talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. Truth is on the talk radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad,